This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready? We are live. We are back. It's RSC and Super D. Mackenzie on the board. A whole other hour of broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope y'all are doing well, and we've got to dive into some scary places today, this hour in particular. I looked at the list, Super Don, and almost didn't want to show up for hour two. Like, really? We got to talk about CDC. We got to talk about the Congress critters and their ignorance on vaccine dangers. I mean, the one bright spot is I get to answer a question of the day from a listener. And then we got to talk about smoking something that I've never heard of people smoking. But apparently, crazy stuff this hour. So
it's a crazy world we live in.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Now, the CDC, now I've renamed them many years ago for the Centers for Disease Creation. Now, it is actually very accurate. Many of the times you'll find that they are actively engaged in taking something that might be bad and somehow genetically altering it so it can be the end of the world. I'm not kidding. Yeah, we've covered these things. It's like, well, the flu hasn't done that 1918 thing yet, but maybe if we just kind of edit, gene edit it a little bit, and then we could ship it out by FedEx.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
We'll have achieved
our goal. What are we
going to
do?
Right. We'll have achieved. Well, we should have picked, I don't know, a different carrier agent. I don't know. But they really work hard at creating stuff. Their plausible non-deniability is that, hey, if we can get there before somebody else, we can figure out how to cure it. So you end up in a movie, right, in a bad movie where the madman releases the plague and then there's one vial of the cure. And you got to send Jason Statham to save it, right? Like the driver. What was that guy? What was he called when he was driving the car? The transporter.
The transporter, yes.
Yeah, the transporter. That's so right. It becomes a real-life Hollywood movie, basically. Well, you know, we keep saying that the 1918 Spanish flu is coming back, but it doesn't. And we're certain next year is going to be the year. But just in case it isn't, we're going to go ahead and make sure it does, because we'll create a new form of the flu that will do everything that we promise you all the rest of the flus were supposed to do. Never mind, I may be the only radio show on planet Earth. And Super Don, we don't listen to every show, so I could be exaggerating slightly. But I think I'm the only one that has called BS on the 1918 Spanish influenza, that disaster that killed millions of people, actually being caused by one virus. I think it's a pharmaceutical fantasy. There's no evidence. There's no proof except that they dug up a frozen guy in Alaska and found evidence of one virus. They said, that's it. Everybody died of the same thing. Now, if we're to believe them, then we have to believe the CDC when it says 36,000 people die every year annually to the flu, which is another lie. Completely made up. Some years, it's not even 100 people that die of flu. Validated, we know you have the flu. Okay? CDC not looking good in terms of elevating their status and stature to be, you know, having scientific integrity on any level, any shape, level, or form. And so I keep having to call them out. Now, we found out about the 36,000 number, which was suspect by Peter Doshi, who was then, I believe, a student at Johns Hopkins, PhD student. Now he's gone through MIT. You know, this guy's published for years pointing this thing out. So we don't have any problem questioning the integrity of the CDC as an institution. I don't believe anything that they say unless they allow their toxicologists out from the basement. And then we can talk some sense, right? Because they'll talk some sense. Toxicologists know what is going on. Now, they call it the CDC&P. Their official name is Centers for Disease... I don't even remember. Centers for Disease...
Control.
I want to be the one who's in control. Yes, Janet Jackson. Thank you.
Yes.
Centers for Disease Control and...
And Prevention.
Prevention, right. So yes. I've convinced myself it is not that. It's the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, as they are the PR wing, if you will, of the vaccine industrial complex. They make so much money, they buy like, I don't know, billions of dollars of vaccines, and then they're in charge of safety. They're in charge of making sure it's all good, right? So they're going to rule on themselves to say, you know what? All those vaccines we bought, they're not safe. let's just defund ourselves, right? That's going to happen. So they're rife with endemic corruption from the word go, conflicts of interest every which way but loose. Many years ago, we talked about Julie Gerberding, who never met a vaccine she didn't want to add to the list and mandate. And then she leaves after all of the gifts she gave away to Merck. And she heads there, at that time, $5 billion vaccine division. And so we have another CDC head recently having to be removed because she buys smoking stock and some pharmaceutical stock. So they have to keep finding who can we get to lead this above board, corrupt scientific above board and corrupt science. That doesn't make sense, does it? Because it's not above board. It's deep below ground. It's down. I bet you take an elevator, you go straight to the bowels of hell at the CDC. They got a lot of levels going down, and I'm thinking there's one of those levels goes right to hell. Hi, Satan. There you are. Works at the CDC. Why do I say that? Because
wow.
Yeah.
You don't have an opinion about the CDC, do you?
No, not at all.
This
is what I really think.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Thank you, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, must be cautious at the CDC. They got elevators straight to hell, and then they bring it back out again. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. Guess what? They have announced that the Trump administration wants to put at head of CDC, what's this guy? Unfortunately, his name is Robert, but it's Robert Redfield.
Redfield. Yeah.
Dr. Robert, not Redford, Redfield. It'd be great if Redford was there. He's a little bit of an organic, crunchy granola earth muffin. I would appreciate him in that position better than I would Redfield.
Are you thinking of Paul Newman?
No, well, Redford is also, he's got his Sundance Film Festival. They're all crunchy granola people. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
They're pretty organic people. But he's not qualified. Well, he's better than Dr. Robert Redfield. I'll tell you that. They named him on Wednesday. He's the CDC director. And there's a lot of rumbling from within to say, this guy is not the guy, you know, that you're looking for. This guy's had some problems. Now, he comes out of the HIV fantasy, pharmaceutical fantasy construct. And there's a lot of corruption in his background and history, and people have called him out for it. In fact, in this article over at NPR, I believe, it's off of National Public Radio's website, Research Misconduct Allegations Shadow New CDC Director. How long will it be before they oust him? Actually, they don't, because this guy's perfect. This is the perfect fit for the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Because scum, villainy, corruption, faulty science, cover-ups of science, this guy's got it all. He's done it all. He's an HIV expert, which means what? It means he gets up every day and lies to himself and everybody else. That they've even isolated the HIV virus is in dispute. That's right. And the fact of the matter is, he's one of the primary guys going, hey, we got an HIV vaccine. We are going to come out with this. This is the early 90s. When everybody was like dying from not HIV or AIDS, but dying from the treatment, which was back then AZT, as they say in England, AZT. So he comes out with this army-sponsored, millions of dollars of research, And he says, man, oh man, this is really promising. Our HIV vaccine, we're showing a reduction of the load of the viral burden, which, by the way, they never differentiate between circulating, actively replicating viruses and the debris field that is neutralized due to a successful immune intervention, or if you want to use something like silver or other things that modulate immunity, beta-glucan. No, none of that is discussed. It's just, hey, we've got the stats. We've tested it against placebo. Turns out they didn't. Turns out it was another scam, much like Merck's scam with the MMR vaccine. The mumps portion of it, they couldn't get any antibodies to be elicited in any human trials, so they spiked it with rabbit blood antibodies. This is the level of corruption that this Robert Redfield has basically, he's consistent with. That's why I say he's a perfect choice, and he'll get on the elevator, go straight down to the bowels of hell, come back with a smile on his face. The devil says, good job, you're doing great, great work, Dr. Redfield. You convinced everybody that HIV is real, that AIDS is going to kill everybody due to a retrovirus no one's ever actually caught in the act of doing anything, and that you are a scam artist extraordinaire, and you can't even be honest about the research that you did. And he was called out on it. Super Don, if you read this article, he was called out on it by other PhD doctors, MDs, and said, you know what? What you're presenting is not accurate. I've looked at your research. You need to stop this. And they had like three different meetings with the guy, and he acknowledged it, he admitted it, yet he would still go out at these conferences and promote like, hey, this HIV vaccine is awesome. It's on the way. You guys keep funding this. We're really close. And by the way, begs the question, put your thinking caps on. In the era of immunology, since they've identified antibodies, for much of that young science's life, antibodies meant you successfully met and overcame the challenge, and you were going to live. We detected antibodies in you. That's great news! You beat it back! But in the era of AIDS, that was turned upside down when they theoretically, fantasy, pharmaceutical style, isolated something they didn't isolate and said, HIV is going to kill you. How do we know? Because we've detected antibodies in you. Wait a second. I thought antibodies meant I was going to live. No. No, this is different. This is the slow virus from hell, right? The bottom of the CDC goes right to hell. We brought it up. And it's going to get you. It's going to kill you unless we put you on drugs that will kill you even faster, which is what they did with AZT. And then they reduced the toxicity after the hundreds of thousands of gay people were killed in the 90s. And they said, see, it's working. People are living longer. No, they just reduced the toxic poison dose. HIV. What is it? Is it going to kill you? No! They don't even have a test for it! 120 different things can test, trigger a positive test for HIV. This guy's involved in that level of corruption. He's perfect for the CDC. Remember, the CDC, where the CDC whistleblower's from, this is the same organization that trashed data implicating the MMR vaccine in autism. Three, triple the rate, especially in young African-American males, given that shot on time. So we need more corrupt pseudoscientists at the head of CDC, like Julie Gerberding. It's perfect. It's a perfect match. Get on the elevator, go straight to hell. Redfield, don't come back. Don't come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through, 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Cue the God of Thunder.
Yes, that is this is still one of my favorite Marvel movie
yes.
scenes.
Of course, Robert Plant knew when he was working with Led Zeppelin all those years in the future. Thor will be using this as a theme song, right? At a certain point. Hey, you know what? It would be good that the God of Thunder would strike the CDC and burn it to a crisp. Get the good people out of it. But the people that have gone to hell, they're already there. Doesn't matter. Folks, the one thing I wanted to add to the mix on the HIV vaccine that Robert Redfield had worked on was a scam from the beginning. And he was been called on. And by the way, there's a link. In fact, Superdon, I don't know if you linked to it, but there's a link to the letter that was written to Henry Wackman Waxman on the Subcommittee on Health and Environment back on June 7, 1994, about the corruption of that study and how Redfield played a crucial role. And it was signed by Peter Lurie, MD, MPH, Assistant Adjunct Professor, University of California, San Francisco Research Associate, and Sidney M. Wolf, MD. So I went through the whole thing. It was like, oh, it's a sordid tale of corruption of science. So that's why I say he fits so well with the CDC. This is what they are. They are corrupt science at this point. They are agenda-driven. They are in economic conflicts of interest, pharmaceutical conflicts of interest. I would be happy if they defunded the CDC, left the toxicologists to do their own thing. But that's about it. And again, back on, let's just say they succeeded with an HIV vaccine. You tell me. Right? They give you the vaccine. Oh, it worked. Guess what? How do we know it worked? Oh, look, we detect antibodies. How was it a moment before the antibodies meant you were going to die, but now, well, we've given you the vaccine, we detect antibodies, you're going to live. Right? It's an insanity to begin with. Folks, anytime anybody, you know why I say this? Anytime somebody says they want to prescribe, doctor says, I want to prescribe you an antibiotic, I want you to think what? Chemotherapy. So you're really taking it seriously. You're not going willy-nilly. Oh, yeah, I'll just take that. I want you to think about it as if it were chemo, because it is chemo. Same thing with an HIV test. Every time they say HIV test, I want you to hear nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test, meaning it's a meaningless test. It is not an HIV test. What kind of test is it? How many things can I test positive for? And if you don't dilute my blood, you know, ridiculously so, I'll test positive. Everybody would? Yeah. It's a nonsense test. Watch House of Numbers. Houseofnumbers.com. I believe you can watch it for free on YouTube. For goodness sake, stop it. There is no such thing as an HIV test. Oh, sure, they call it that, but it ain't real. It's not real. There is, you name one other test, one other medical test that's legitimate that has no standard. That if you take it in one country and it's positive, you can take it in another country and it's negative, depending on the questionnaire they give to you after you get the test and they're not sure. It's an insanity. It is non-scientific. But what is possibly scientific, possibly, I'm not going to say it is, possibly, is me asking, how about me answering a question? Let's try it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day coming from Linda to save me from myself, perhaps. Loved Robert's talk on the Holistic Oral Health Summit. No, I did that about a year ago. I think it was a while back because they're replaying it, and it's really getting some big play, Super D. And I saw in one of the emails I got voted like into the top five of the presentations. Like one of the, I don't know if it was in order, but I was one of the top five. They loved it. So I don't remember. It must have been really good. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. And if you're joining us now from that, welcome. The water's warm and free of fluoride because it's Robert's water. go to synergyscience.com or robertswater.com. You learn all about the water we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She asked, Linda asked, do you sell any of the products that were mentioned on the talk? No, I probably should, but I don't. I don't specifically because I don't want to sell anything other than my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. Go get it. Unlock the Power to Heal. Go get the remedies I talked about if they're available through choosetobehealthy.com. Get them there. Some of the things we talked about, I'm pretty sure we got through Synergy Science, the Echo Water and things like that. If I mention that, you can go to robertswater.com. It's just an easy thing to remember to get there. And, you know, Better Way Health for immune modulation, CBD plus CBDoil.com. Again, these things are all linked up in the show notes. You can find them there. They're bannered out. They're in the notes. You click, you link, and they're oftentimes discounts for you. Also, let's see. Robert talked about coaching or working with people. I just don't see anything regarding this on your website. Thank you. Now, honestly, because it's been a while since I did that interview, I don't recall talking about coaching, but let me just say this. I have set myself up as a ministry. I declare myself, my intent, my purpose is to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you. Sometimes that does involve talking with you one-on-one. Just put in the request at the website. If it's right, I'll reach out to you. If not, I'll try and direct you to someone who can help you. Because I'm often helping doctors who are helping some of the toughest cases they have. But that doesn't mean I'll never help you. It's possible I will.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, this hour we've been talking a lot about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the new misconduct-filled director, Robert Redfield. And go back and listen to that. I got a little bit heated. This segment is the RFK Jr. tour of Capitol Hill to save Congress critters from the fiery pits of hell that many of the CDC people are in already. Their elevators go down there. Perhaps it happens in Capitol Hill. Why do I say that? He's meeting with Congress critters on Capitol Hill all about vaccine safety issues. And if they pay attention, if they actually act on the information, Perhaps they will live beyond this life and not live in the fiery pits of hell. I'm just going to say it that way, because the hell that they have brought on to the children, the innocent children of Americans and people all over the world, due to a failed vaccine policy based on faulty science or no science at all whatsoever, if it doesn't happen in this lifetime, you die, you go, you meet God or whoever at the pearly gates, and they go, you stood idly by while children were being assaulted with toxic injections. You know that. No, I didn't. It wasn't me. You'll say that. And you're like, well, RFK Jr. visited you and showed you exactly what was going on. Oh, but he was a leftist environmentalist. I couldn't listen to him. Oh, what? That was a completely separate issue, although it is an environmentalist issue because we're talking about the environment of a little baby or anybody that would be injected with these toxic poisons. It's bad enough to breathe it in. Sure, there are environmental concerns we all have. Conservative or liberal, we should be on the same page on that. Solutions, the way we do it, might be different. But in terms of vaccine safety, my gosh, it is an evil program because there's no safety involved. Vaccine safety becomes an oxymoron. Some have argued that there is no such thing as a safe vaccine. In fact, James A. Shannon, who used to head up the NIH, said the only safe vaccine is a vaccine that is never used. So it's not a new concept. But RFK Jr., man of integrity, he is. And he's gone up there to Capitol Hill and presented on vaccine safety issues. We are reading this through Health Impact News, although it's reported elsewhere, and through World Mercury Project. And over 15 people went to Capitol Hill with RFK Jr., meeting with congressional members, senators, staff, over a four-day time period to explain the six-step vaccine safety project. Six steps. And we're going to go through them this segment because they're very important, very pointed, and it makes it so there is no more any plausible deniability by those Congress critters who have been made aware. And really, hats off to Congressman Posey for stepping it up. He was the one who has read into the congressional record at least twice now the CDC whistleblower William Thompson's testimony or claims about the cover-up at CDC. Posey's a good guy. I just on this alone, when he gets to the pearly gates, come on in, Posey. That's my assessment. Okay. Now, what is going on here? We're looking at common sense dictates actions that should be taken to correct this insanity. I'm going to go through this list really quickly, and then we'll break them apart while we have the time here. First thing they're saying, based on the way vaccines have not been rigorously analyzed before approval, number one on the list that we need to implement immediately is to subject vaccines to scientifically rigorous approval processes. Now, drugs, not a big fan of drugs, but they do have to go through some level of double-blind placebo-controlled studies to assess safety and efficacy. Of course, there's always post-market research. You never want to take a drug in the first 2, 5, even 10 years on the market before they figure out all the bad stuff that the drug really does in addition to what they wanted it to do in the first place. Or if they've repackaged it like Viagra, the side effect that became the more desirable direct effect, so they repackage the original effect as a side effect, and the side effect becomes the new effect that they make a billion or billions off of. That's how it goes. Now they want to repackage Viagra. Sorry to take that curveball, but I want to just let you know, even as we're saying, hey, we wish there was more rigorous scientific studies to prove safety and efficacy of vaccines, it's not all great shakes for medical drugs as it is. But it would be, I agree, better, because there is no scientifically rigorous approval process. We'll get to that. Number two, require reporting of vaccine adverse events. Automate vaccine adverse event reporting system. That's the VAERS and vaccine safety data lake, VSD, databases for research. In other words, automate it, make it more instantaneous, automatic for the doctors to do, for the nurses. Number three, ensure all parties involved with federal vaccine approvals and recommendations are free from conflicts of interest. How outrageous.
Good luck with that one.
Right, yeah, good luck, man. We're going to get into that. Number three alone ensures this will go down in defeat. Remember, Congress critters, they all need to be wearing their patches like the NASCAR veterans. Have it all over their cars, too. Who's paying for them? Number four, reevaluate all vaccines recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the ACIP, prior to the adoption of evidence-based guidelines. Reevaluate all of them. All of them, because they've never gone through this evaluation. By the way, that same group, the ACIP, loads of economic pharmaceutical conflicts of interest. So maybe we won't get to number four, but we're going to try. Number five, study what makes some individuals more susceptible or vulnerable to vaccine injury. They don't know. They know that some are. We don't know why. We don't know who it is, how much it is, when it could happen. But let's just give the same vaccine to everybody. Because the fact that we would acknowledge that would mean some people might not get their vaccines, right? You can hear the opposition already, right? It's a religion, folks. It's a dangerous death cult. And RFK Jr., to his credit, has given his level best shot. Crossed the bow, right there in Congress with the group with him. Trying to say, hey, guys, girls, we could do better. And here's how. Let me lay it out for you. Because you got to. You got to lay it out for them. Number six, support fully informed consent and the individual right to refuse vaccination. Good luck getting any kind of insight there at the pediatrician's office. Oh, after you've already got your sheet, here's the sheet. You can take that with you. Never told the risks at all. So let's go to number one again. Subject vaccines to scientifically rigorous approval. Vaccines currently regulated under FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, CBER, CBER. Biologics not put through the same level of scrutiny, safety testing as pharmaceutical drugs. And that's a problem, right? We don't have to test them. We don't have to do double-blind placebo-controlled studies. They give these vaccines to supposedly healthy people. And so you should be testing that on them because we're not even treating an existing disease. It's a potential future problem that we want you to take this for, and we've never tested it adequately to see if it even contributes to that or something worse. So we can never assess truly the, you know, the balance of the scales, risk-benefit assessment. We don't know. Those who have suffered, who are now called anti-vaxxers, they used to be pro-vaxxers. That's how they got to be anti-vaxxers, even though that's kind of a slur. They never called themselves that. They were like, hey, make them safe if you can. The vaccines are given to about 4 million infants every year. 4 million. And you see the testing, 4.5, 6 years, 4 years, 5 years before drugs come out, pre-licensure. They'll test the vaccines for maybe 4 days, 5 days, 3 days, 2 days, 4 days, 30 days with the HIV. A few days? Really? That's the testing that goes on. You've got trials against the placebo with the drugs. You've got trials done against not a placebo with the vaccines. In fact, they'll test it against other vaccines, series of vaccines, or non-vaccines that have, adjuvants that are aggravating the system. And they say, oh, see, it's similar to placebo, which is not a placebo. Scientists don't know the difference between a placebo and not a placebo, apparently. So, safety, follow-up, incentivized by education and lawsuits, because the free market, to some degree, allows for, I can sue you, I can sue the pants off you, drug company, because you put out a faulty product. Vaccines? Nope. National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. You have no right to sue the maker of the vaccines, much less the doctor who delivered it. Number two, requiring reporting of adverse events. It's voluntary. Right now, it's voluntary. The vaccine adverse event reporting system bears completely voluntary. And, you know, you talk to doctors about it, nurses, well, I didn't even know there was one. How's that working out for you? They say that maybe 10% of all vaccine adverse events are ever reported. Maybe, and some have argued it might be 1%, which means it's a horrific number, folks. And so to make it easier and to mandate it and make penalties for not reporting any suspected adverse events, it's not happening yet. The National Vaccine Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, NCVIA, requires healthcare providers to report any adverse event, but not real. There's no penalty for not doing it, and it's really not, in practice, it's not happening. Number three on the list, ensure all parties involved with federal vaccine approvals and recommendations are free from conflicts of interest. This is the one Superdon laughed at, right? Good luck, right? This country runs on drugs. Oh, I know we're an oil-based economy, but we're also a drug-based economy, and the majority of those drugs have been made because of oil anyway. Let's be honest about that. You want to make sure that there's no conflicts of interest. The CDC regularly blanket says, if you're on the a committee to approve the vaccines and make them recommended for all children, they get blanket, you're okay, you're off the hook. You got blanket, no, you don't worry about it. You don't have any conflicts of interest anymore. So they don't take this seriously at all. CDC NIH employees can get up to $150,000 a year in licensing fees if they help with these vaccine patents. Again, conflicts of interest at CDC. It is horrific what happens. And these moms and dads out there suffering, the children who are suffering, those who have lived and are in the autism spectrum, there is no amount of conflicts of interest that you can tell me justify You know, however much money you're getting at CDC with those conflicts of interest, at FDA, how does that justify? When you meet whoever at the pearly gates, they're going to look at you and go, uh-uh, you ain't coming near here. In fact, we might have to send you back and torture you for all the wickedness that you did to children. Oh, you might not have injected them, but you cleared the way to make it appear to be mandatory, to freak people out that if they didn't get the shots, they were going to die of some horrible disease. Whereas these diseases like measles are benign, chickenpox, benign. And even if they're the ones that are scary for you, we have holistic alternative options that have been around for thousands and thousands of years that can help you navigate these ailments and illnesses successfully, safely, with zero mortality. Number four, reevaluate all vaccines recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. That means if they haven't been evaluated for safe, any of these things, hold off on all of them until you can go through this next phase. Number five on the list, study what makes some individuals more susceptible. The Institute of Medicine, now the National Academy of Medicine, has issued three disturbing reports. 80% of the suspected vaccine adverse conditions investigated, there wasn't enough research evidence to accept or reject vaccine causation. They don't even know. They can't claim it doesn't cause it because they don't even know. Number six, support fully informed consent, individual right refused. I mean, this is baseline stuff. This is remedial stuff. This is romper room level scientific integrity. We're going back to the Nuremberg trials. I was just following orders. I was just given a vaccine because the CDC says it was okay. Despite all of the conflicts of interest, the things that have not been integrated, and this six-fold plan that RFK Jr. has put out, World Mercury Project helping out, would transform the health of the next generations because the vast majority of them, yeah, indeed, would be going, I think we'll wait on this vaccine thing until you can prove that they're safe and efficacious. And even if they are, I still have the right to say no for my children, as do you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Again, it's Jonathan E. Moore for being with us to do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And, of course, this hour, all y'all, welcome here. And please, send it out afterwards. You can hear it on GCN right away, then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio in a couple of days, and then SoundCloud. And, of course, YouTube when we do it. And this is our second hour. We had to break up the hours on YouTube because it started, it wasn't in sync, apparently. I'm not a boy band, so I couldn't dance right, and it looked funny. So we started the second hour. So you got 2 hours to listen to separate tonight on YouTube if you want to reload that later. We've got some upcoming events, some coming up really quick. Our Tuesday show, which will be the 27th of March, for those of you listening live tonight, a few days from now, it'll be live at the Healthy Buddha. And that's in Mount Dora, Florida. Why? Because it's because Kratom. We've got a Kratom bar. We're going to be drinking Kratom on the air, talking about Kratom. And Super Don, if you can reach out to the, what is the American Kratom Association? What's that guy's name, the president?
Yeah, we've had him on.
Give him a heads up. Let him know. Maybe he wants to show up. He's from Atlanta. Okay. Maybe he'll drive down for it, for all we know. All right. Seriously, give him a heads up. Let him know we're going to be there. So all y'all are welcome. A public invite. Lecture? No, it's not a lecture. It's a live radio remote broadcast. Y'all can be part of it. NOCO Hemp Expo, April 6th through the 7th, and that's in north of Longmont. It's in Loveland, Colorado. A live expo, Atlanta, April 21st, 22nd. By the way, you can get free tickets. You can get free tickets to see me at the live expo. I'm going to be lecturing twice, one Saturday, one Sunday. I'll be broadcasting there. We'll have my friends from Sovereign Silver there. Get your free tickets. If you want to know how, go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll down in the notes. You will see how to do it. Total Health 2018, Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, 13th. Yes, our Canuck friends, we're going to be back with you along with the DACA Detox. That's Dr. Daryl Wolf, Tony Jimenez, and me and Del Bigtree are going to hang out, as well as Paul Baratero, my buddy from Synergy Science. We're going to be doing some Echo Water. We'll be hydrating with hydrogen. Then we've got the 16th Annual Integrative International Integrative Oncology Conference, Cancer, Cannabis, and Keto, as well as the Best Answer for Cancer Summit, one for doctors, one for the public, simultaneously. 17th, 18th, 19th of May in Orlando, Florida. Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, with My Compassion. And Stephanie Hoffman McKeith is also putting this on, helping us out. And that's June 3rd, 2018, Detroit, U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. 2018, and now we've got to add into the mix in August 4th through the 11th in Curacao, a whole week-long retreat, healing retreat. We'll have to add that to the notes. I think you have something linked up there, Super Don, soon, right?
Yeah, indeed, okay. Yes.
And then also the Truth About Pet Cancer. It's open for registration for free to watch it, download it, and don't smoke what Super Don is about to tell us not to smoke. What is
and
it
by the way, Truth About Pet Cancer, if you want to sign up for that, just go over to the website, robertscottbell.com. There
it's
is a banner on the right-hand side. You can click on it. Totally free.
Yeah.
Now yes,
people are over Tide Pods. They're onto this. What is this?
Yeah, well, and I want to give a hat tip to Robert Wethington, who sent us this link to this story.
Weird.
And yeah, this is like the latest and greatest thing here. People apparently are taking cannabis. I mean, what a way to ruin cannabis, right? Also like the synthetic cannabis, tobacco, and apparently even banana leaves, which is I've never heard of anybody smoking banana leaves before. And they're drenching it in bug spray and then smoking it. So it's like laced material, and they're smoking it.
Why?
And I don't and apparently what this is doing is this is causing like zombie-like effects to the people when they smoke it. And it's a problem.
I think they were zombies before they started smoking it. If anybody that's adding like bug spray to their whatever they're smoking, people are just out of, these are the same people eating Tide Pods. It's got to be. This makes no sense.
It is crazy, and I don't know why. But you know, then again, listen. I don't know if you remember this. Maybe a few years ago, there was a story that was circulating around about people that were doing this drug, and I think we talked about it. It was called Crocodile with a K.
I heard about it, yeah.
And, yeah, it's like a cheap derivative of codeine, and they mixed it with gasoline oil and paint thinner and injected it, and it was causing them to have, like scales and people. Some people are really messed up, man,
listen,
and they will do whatever they can do to try and not deal with reality.
Not a big fan of Darwin, but that definitely gets a Darwin Award. You're taking yourself out of the life chain at that point.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to read about the phoniness of Darwinism, you can read that in Official Stories by my good friend Liam Sheff. It's almost been a year since he passed from this earthly plane. It's amazing. Gosh, what a year. We'll talk about Liam probably early April because it's coming up soon, or maybe sooner. Folks, we're going to be back tomorrow, heading into the weekend. Hope to see you next Tuesday at the Healthy Buddha. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.